Okay, what's up, fucker?
What's up, fucker? Happy Halloween! Yeah. I'm gonna do 1 million sound effects today.
I love Halloween so much.
I know you do, bud.
I also love
You're like Halloween if it was a person.
I also love Halloween episodes of TV shows.
Me too. I love Treehouse of Horror, bub. I just love Halloween. I love to dress up. I love to get scared.
Anytime you have a bunch of characters and then you get to answer the question like, oh, what would their costumes be?
Yeah.
Refillable joke that works every
time. It really is. Because that's one of the funniest parts of this thing.
Yeah. Oh, so this is a good one. This is Halloween. It is the 16th episode of King of the Hill. It is, what is this, Episode 4,
season 2, Halloween. Also, what a title.
I was reading the stupid fucking King of the Hill Wikipedia.
I love it.
For notes on, like, oh, this episode was written by so-and-so. And one of the trivia things at the bottom is that episode title is a portmanteau of the surname Hill and Halloween. Well,
duh. Hey, you dum-dums.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I get it. Just somebody scrolling down. What the fuck? Halloween. Honey, come here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Gerald. Children. And everybody just screams.
Gathered around the 90s. Ah,
Halloween.
That would be scary.
They start a society for to teach people about it.
Halloween was written by David Zuckerman and directed by John Rhys. It guest stars Sally Field as Junie Harper, which I feel like might be a
Goody Proctor.
Oh, totally.
She's Goody Proctor.
Right. This is all coming together.
Yeah. I love when I say stuff like that and you go, fuck. Like, even her name is like short and like cunty. Junie Harper, you know, like,
I don't know actors that well, so stuff like this always blows my mind.
Sally Field. Well, I'm talking about The Crucible,
right? You're talking about just the character vibe,
yeah,
right?
Okay, just the character vibe, exactly. And like, Sally Field is normally like a beautiful, nice, kind woman, or like like someone that does monologues like this. Like, since she's not usually like a little bitch, you know?
Yeah. Which she was also in like Punchline, right? With Tom Hanks.
Boy, how was she? Yeah. I love Punchline. That movie is like freaky stand-up world. It's like a comic book of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it's world where we have lockers that we go to afterwards.
Yeah, we have lockers at the club. Personal lockers at the club that no one steals out of.
So you can put your blazer in there, which you can wear put your as a uniform to do comedy, but not elsewhere.
You have to, that's where you keep all your notes, you know, and also your drugs. Yeah. in your comedy club assigned locker as a paid regular at comedy club.
That would be cool. Yeah,
it would be sick.
Your little notebook and your
and decorate it like in high school.
You have a custom stool you use, like
a bejeweled stool.
The guy who brings his own pool cue to the bar. You bring
fuck
your own stool.
I got my own pool cue, man. I don't ever bring it though. Yeah, I have it, and I thought I was gonna be I just got one for Jackson and I got him one too, and he brings his and stuff, but like the guys play, but when I bring it, I just feel really, really weird. it was a waste, but it's pretty fucking cool looking, and it's fun to twist together.
It is fun to twist together those.
Yeah,
things.
you shift your weight to one side and twist it together.
You like feel self-conscious.
Yeah, with like a toothpick in your mouth, and you look pretty fucking cool at the Grand, bro. I bet. Yeah.
Do you feel self-conscious though with your cool pool cue?
Yeah, just because I'm good at pool, but it takes me like 30 minutes to remember for my body to remember how to play it. So like if someone sees me screw it together and then they watch the first three games, they're going to be like, what a piece of shit. What an asshole. She can't play at all, but she has a stick that she brought, you know?
Yeah, that puts like too much pressure on you. I get it.
Yeah, but then, you know, I start riding the wall and making banks, and that's when I start cashing in at the hall.
That's when you should bust out the cue.
That's when I should bust out the cue. You're fucking right. I should practice on the house cues and then bring it out when I'm ready.
Like a shark.
Jake, you solved my problem. You saw my embarrassment problem. I wanted to mention that this episode was written by our old pal David Zuckerman.
Ooh.
Of Family Guy and Wilfred fame.
Right.
Remember when we talked about him?
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. I've took hella notes because I love the episode so
much. Well, he also wrote Plastic White Female.
Oh, that makes sense. And the pilot. Scary one.
Uh-huh. And the pilot and Luann Saga and To Spank with Love.
Wow. This guy is crazy.
This guy has written some iconic King of the Hill episodes. Let's get into it.
It starts off with eerie music playing.
And a timestamp.
Yeah.
A time and date stamp. like it's a Halloween movie for me.
Yeah. It's like literally like it's Scream or Halloween or something. Yeah. Where it's October 29th.
Yeah, bird's eye view of the Hill House. Ooh, the Hill House.
Haunting of Hill House.
Haunting of Hill House. It's just Hank.
There's eerie music playing. Dale is laying on the ground in the garage and they're doing a chalk outline around him, but he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
So looks like he's sticking his little tongue out.
Yeah. It's also got like the brim of his hat as part of
they really traced it really accurately.
Dale goes, let me try it again. I can look deader.
Yeah. And then Boomhauer is hanging right behind them, but like in a harness around his butt.
Yeah, like, I think they're gonna hang the witch up there, but he's like setting
testing
it up.
Yeah.
He goes, no way, man. Dead is dead. Dang old sitting up here, harness Spider-Man, dang old Wedgie City up here, man.
Dang old. But you just see these feet dangling. And then it pulls up and it's just Boomhauer sitting up there and he's not like hanging from his neck. He's just like awkwardly like Peter Pan in the little thingies.
Hank says, I'm a general contractor of the school haunted house and it's my job to bring this job in on time, under budget, and over scary. Because I guess he's like, he's building a haunted house, which apparently is his favorite thing to do.
Yeah, Halloween, this hasn't ever been mentioned before, but Halloween is his favorite thing.
I could see it have going either way, and this is a thing where I'm really glad they decided to make him cool and then make someone else be the nerd.
Yes, me too. And also because he just has so many skills as a tradesman. He could really, he really would be the dad that made the haunted house and the gym for all the kids, you know?
Yeah, it would be too much. Like, it would be too conservative if he was like a Christian that hated
Halloween. Wouldn't be fun anymore.
Because his oeuvre is this weird, like, centrism thing where he likes...
He loves to rock sometimes.
Yeah, he likes Americana. He likes American culture, yeah. But he likes it when it's like reasonable and not
and done right.
Yeah, because it's like kind of generational stuff. He's not old. He's just Bobby's parent generation. Yeah. So he's like, no. Rock is okay as long as it's Willie Nelson or whatever, not this like Limp Bizkit that you're listening to or whatever.
Exactly.
Willie Nelson's country, but you know what I'm saying. So that's a space. So we needed a.
Yeah, he's not like John Lithgow in Footloose. He's, you know, like no dancing. He just likes to rock reasonably.
Yeah,
like he does dance and he likes to scare.
Yeah, he's kind of. I was thinking about rockabillies a lot. How they're kind of conservative of the time.
They're conservative, but they love Halloween and shit.
Halloween is kind of like an American like 50s thing in a lot of ways. You know, makes sense.
Yeah, those plastic masks.
Yeah. I get so nostalgic when I see shit like that. I love it. Bill has a fake axe in his forehead and he turns and says, you know, it's the darndest thing. I got myself a wedgie too. Because he just has a wedgie. Yeah. And then Peggy yells, the dinner's ready. And
they're going to trick her.
She's stirring in the cheese powder is what she needs them to know.
Yeah, I'm stirring in the cheese powder for the fucking Kraft Mac. And he's like, all right, Peg Leg, come in. And like, he calls her Peg Leg, which is the sweetest. And then they're going to trick her and scare her.
With the witch.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, that took a year off my life.
And she like genuinely laughs. She's like, oh my God. Hank.
Hank's like, I'm gonna scare the pants off those kids. I tell you what, I want them to have a perfect Halloween, the kind I had when I was a boy. And then bam, flashback sequence. It's
like Charlie Brown Peanuts music. Like sound alike, and it's sepia toned.
Yeah,
which is really nice. And yeah, tell them about their costumes, Jake.
All right, Hank is the devil. He loves being the devil,
but like the little old kind, like from
the Red Hots box.
Yeah. Or Little Lulu. Do you remember Little Lulu?
No.
Little Lulu. It was an old cartoon from the 40s or 30s. It's like little freckles on her chin, always in and out of trouble, but mostly always in. And she, but there was that's like her exact Halloween costume is what Bobby's wearing. Like the little hood.
Oh, like a little cartoon.
And the little cape and everything. It's like a very old school costume that he's wearing.
I thought you were talking about our friend Lulu. That makes more sense.
It's a cartoon.
Dale is a hippie, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Bill is like an old-timey prisoner, like when the Monopoly man is in his jail uniform with the black and white stripes. Boomhauer is just a ghost. He's just got
over. Dang old boo, man.
They knock on the door. This lady he goes,
no. Because he's like little baby Boomhauer, so he has a little voice, and he's like, dang old boo, man, dang old blah, ha, ha,
ha. Yeah. He says like, he says,
dang old blah, ha, 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 in like the tiniest little voice. I just wrote, baby Boomhauer. Yeah, they're trick or treating, and they go, and the lady looks just like Hank.
Yeah, she says, "Aren't you boys the scariest?" Dale asks her if she has any candy cigarettes, which is nice.
Yeah, that's funny.
He loves smoking.
He loves smoking even when he was little.
They egg some houses. They
toilet paper. She gives them big ass chocolate bars, though. The lady it looks like Hank with a wig on. And at first I was like, is that Hank's mom? But it's not, because Hank's mom wears glasses. And You know, I don't think it is Hank's mom, or was it supposed to be Hank's mom? Because then Hank says next up is Bill's house.
Yeah,
or because Dale's house.
You know what? That might have been his mom, because they there's a joke where they're breaking a mailbox in the next scene.
And it says Hill.
Yeah, like it's like a reveal. Like they're.
I think it's his mom, but like she just didn't have the same voice as she does in the other episodes.
Yeah, that might just
and wasn't drawn. That's just an inconsistency, because she's drawn differently in the later episodes when we actually meet her. But in this episode, I guess maybe because it's a flashback, they're like showing what she used to look like. But she did straight up just Hank with a like B-52's wig on.
Well, it's like an early episode, you know, so yeah. Maybe they didn't like settle on.
But that was confusing because like I know what she looks like, you know, but I just made that connection. That was probably Hank's mother.
Oh, and that's crazy.
Yeah, and she gives them big ass chocolate bars, and Dale goes, only one. Like, little bitch.
Yeah. This is little Dale voice.
Little Dale, all the little voices are so funny. Hank is like, come on, let's go. This like breathy little boy.
Yeah, it rolls. Next scene, Peggy's wearing this weird, like, I think it might be the Boggle jacket. She's wearing like a Letterman jacket type thing. Mm-hmm. She's got a real strange coloring in her outfit for a cartoon character this time. She says, want to go to Megalomart? They're running a special on rubber masks. If you buy two, they'll punch the nostril holes out for free. Luann says, I can't. I gotta go to my youth fellowship meeting. We're cooking hot food for old people, and then we're going to blow on it.
I can't. We're going to do Meals on Wheels and deliver hot food to old people and then blow on it.
This is like the first time I think they mentioned that she's like a church person kind of too, which is going to come up later with manger babies and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of adds, but not – this is like showing her real, like, I don't know. There's a lot of psychological stuff going on with Luann in this episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like part of the plot too.
Yeah.
So at Megalomart, they're in the Halloween aisle, and Bobby wants to be a Dalmatian because there's like a weird kid's Halloween costume. He's like,
Dalmatians aren't scary. And Bobby's like, well, what if they buy? And Peggy goes, yes. And they go straight for the crotch, Hank.
She says nine times out of 10.
Nine times out of 10. but then Hank is looking at the mask and he goes, what is this? Elmo, Aladdin, Jenny McCarthy?
Why is there a Jenny McCarthy costume?
She was so hot back then, man.
Oh, okay. I guess that was like the bit.
She was like a huge star. Yeah.
He's mad though, because he's a 50s rockabilly Halloween guy. He's like, it's supposed to be scary. And that is a weird thing about the commercialization of Halloween, is that after a while it sort of changed from that to like.
Yeah. Like stores, you would go to Woolworth's or fucking whatever, you know, Josky's department store, and like pick up like a Frankenstein mask but it was all Halloween characters. And then they started doing like, I think comic books like Superman and Batman and stuff like that. But now it is just everything.
Yeah, you can be anything for Halloween. Doesn't have to be scary. That's just one type anymore. Of Halloween costume now.
Yeah, there's millions.
I like a funny costume, obviously. We're funny people. I also like a really specific film homage. That's something
me too.
What have you done?
I did Miss Congeniality, but when she when she's like real down on her luck, and when I was like 9, <That's funny. laughs> like when she's got like the she's like drinking the beer, you know, she's all sad. It was that one. And then I've done like Groucho Marx a couple times. Nice. I've been Milhouse.
Milhouse is good.
Milhouse is really good. I bartended all day.
That's fucking tight.
I did just kept saying, let's go crazy Broadway style.
Like every time you serve a drink.
Yeah, exactly. And people would be like, what are you? I'd be like, fuck off. Get out of here. I had perfect little purple or little red Sophie shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And my little shirt. And I had perfect little tennis shoes. And I bought an old man wig and sprayed it blue.
That's so funny.
It was really good. But I remember when I had glasses like his?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I did it.
Oh,
I was working at Buzz Mill.
That's funny.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I was Paimon from the end of Hereditary, like the final shot where he's got like the crown on and stuff. I went to Burger King and got a Burger King crown. And then, have you ever seen Hereditary?
Yeah.
Then I put a Band-Aid over my nose.
Cool.
It was like $3 costume.
Yeah, I did Laura Dern in Jurassic Park when she has the flashlight stuck to her and she's running from the raptors.
Oh, that's good.
And I just ran through the house all night going, like dragging my foot. I was Laverne and Shirley during the pandemic, but I didn't have a Shirley because it was the pandemic, so I made a puppet.
That's funny. You did a droop costume during the pandemic. Well, the pandemic was my probably best Halloween costume ever, which is I was Bustopher Jones, the cat from the movie Cats.
I remember.
I spent a lot of time making it because there was nothing to do.
That was so funny. I remember that. I was a Globetrotter once. Because Jared Hawley got me a Globetrotter jersey for my birthday. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm usually some sort of reference.
Yeah.
Or like silly thing. Well, but I was a vampire one year, like recently, though. Just like a regular old vampire.
Man, let's go crazy Broadway style. It's so funny. Okay.
I want to get that tattooed on me really bad.
Yeah.
Like a prayer, when people put like a psalm on their back, I want to put in old English, let's go crazy Broadway style. Right. And people will be like, and just put like the season and episode number.
Well, yeah. Like it's like the
Bible verse.
Oh, that rules.
It all looks so fucking tough, bro. At Barton Springs.
All right. Okay, all right. We got to go to the end.
It's 22 minutes in and we're at the beginning of the episode. We're in the first 3 minutes.
We got to barrel through because a lot of stuff happens.
Yeah. Okay,
I could podcast about Halloween forever.
They're still in Megalomark. Okay.
So they're at the community center now. Luann's there. The group leader introduces the new member who's made herself known through a series of gutsy letters, complaints, and threats.
And that's Junie Harper.
Junie Harper, the character you're going to hear her name a million times in the episode, who is Sally Field, who is a hardcore Christian anti-Halloween crusader.
And Forrest Gump's mom.
Oh, yeah. She starts off with she's like, let's start off with a quiz. Who can tell me what this is? And it's like a picture of a Halloween witch. Luann's like, it's a witch. And she goes,
very good.
You answered that so fast. Do you know any witches yourself? And then Luann's like,
no, witches aren't real.
But then Judy Harper goes, yes, they are. They have their own holiday. This woman is being very condescending to Luann. Luann like doesn't notice because it's all going over her head, which is like classic Luann. Then the Megalomart, they're in the candy aisle, and
she asks her if the witches have a holiday, and she says Halloween, and Junie Harper gasses Luann up.
That's
like,
what I was.
She's like, very smart. This one's so smart. And you can see Luann, she goes, thank you for noticing. Like, because Hank's always telling her she's an idiot.
Yeah. So she like doesn't understand that it's sarcasm, just takes it, which is, I think, beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Then they're at Megalomart. They're buying candy and Hank goes, "Eat Wells, sugar-free fun bars. That stuff isn't for trick-or-treaters. It's for diabetics." he's mad that Halloween is different now. And then there's shit like that. Peggy's like, "No, I'm not going to gain 10 pounds like I did last year," because she's buying the sugar-free stuff. But that makes Bobby really angry. He snaps like uncharacteristically at that because he loves candy. So he goes, "So don't eat it." "No one said you can touch my candy anyways."
Poor little guy. Well, everyone keeps telling him he's too old for Halloween too. And everyone's like, "Next year you're going to be a teenager. You're not going to be able to do any of this." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "I love all this stuff." He like is not maturing at the rate that they think he is. And he loves candy and dressing up.
He really does. I feel so bad for him.
Everyone's trying to force him to be a teenage boy, and he just wants to be the devil and trick-or-treat.
Cut back to the community center. Junie Harper is explaining ancient druids with a little diorama of them, which is cool. Looks badass. She's saying they would eat babies by the light of their jack-o'-lanterns, and then they danced, which she says, "And then they danced," Luann screams. Now it's another timestamp, October 29th, back at home. Hank is making Bobby wear his devil costume. And Hank does the devil laugh. He goes, try it with me. Mwa-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. He also has a devil laugh. And then Bobby tries to do it badly.
Yeah.
He sort of sounds like a little gremlin. He goes like, hee hee. He goes, "Was it scary?" And Hank goes, "It was disturbing." Hank busts in the room, or Luann busts in the room and says, "I have terrible news. Halloween is a satanic holiday. It was invented by the Druish." Peggy corrects her and says, "No, honey, the druids."
Druids.
Hank goes, "Where'd you hear that garbage?" And Luann goes, "Trick-or-treating is devil worship." Hank's now mad. He says, "Good, clean fun. Halloween is good, clean fun. It has nothing to do with the devil." When he says that, the cartoon camera, cuts to Bobby, who is dressed like
the devil, and he frowns. He's so confused. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like, "But you dressed me like the devil."
Luann's feelings get hurt because Hank fucking yelled at her, and Peggy finally goes, "What's wrong with you? She just put some exciting new thing in her brain, and all she wants to do is show it to us."
Whatever. She's being indoctrinated by Junie Harper.
Yeah. I kind of understand where Peggy's coming from, because it's
no, it's her kooky ass fucking church.
Yeah, you really should stop.
Put a stop to that when they say that kind of shit to your fucking kids. Fuck you. That's not how we do it around the Hill House. Yeah. Okay, there's a haunting at the Hill House. All right.
Junie says to Luann back at the thing, "You told them about the druids and the candy corn."
It looks like she's at her house.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on here?
She's at Luann's at Junie's house.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're not at the church anymore. She's got her in her clutches. Because it looks like she's just sitting at a kitchen table.
Right. She hangs out after, office hours or whatever with this new person who's taking over the whole church group thing.
Yeah.
And she's instilling all this fucking knowledge in Luann. She says, "The devil likes to make you think you're stupid because he can make it easier for him to trick you. But if you think you're smart, you can resist him. Do you see?" And then Luann goes, "I'm not sure," which is funny. She's like the subtlest jokes.
Yeah.
And then Junie Harper does this weird, really quick "Satan be gone" thing and says, "Now do you see?" Luann's like, "Yes." And Judy says, Satan is getting really popular, so I'm going to make a Hallelujah House, which is like a Christian haunted house that teaches you like morality stuff. These are real, by the way, if anybody's not from the South. they're like anti-abortion and stuff like that.
Yeah, me and Mike do a heck house.
That's fucking. Oh, right. This is totally your fucking purview here.
Yeah, we have done a heck house. That was pretty fun. But it was just like this. And this was funnier than the heck house we did. What? The one that's in this episode.
I think maybe I'll do a haunted house this year. It's a really funny project. So Luann Luann tells Junie Harper about Hank's haunted house, since she mentions the haunted house thing. Hank is now in the school gym working on a guillotine, and the principal arrives, and Dale's helping Hank. Dale's smoking a cigarette, and the principal's like, "Dale, you gotta smoke that outside." And Dale goes to like walk outside, and he does a jackass say what thing to the principal on the way out the door.
Yeah, and he's putting his cigarette in his pocket.
It's very much like this is probably what they were doing in high school. Like,
yeah,
maybe
he's same. Like, "Hey, man, I'm the principal now, dude. Come on."
But the principal has Junie Harper with him, and she's, you know, saying all this stuff about separation of church and state and stuff like that. And the principal guy goes, "Hank, she has a point. And an attorney." So
that, like, Halloween is a Satanist holiday.
Yeah, and that's technically religion. And then you can, on the grounds of separation of church and state.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Jenny Harper sucks.
I hate her so much. She then goes and she's like inspecting the rest of the stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
Dale is working on a skeleton which has a tie and top hat on.
Yeah.
She says, "What's the skeleton for?" "Planning to read fortunes with the casting of bones." It's all this like fucking druid shit.
She knows like way more about all of it than them. Yeah. All those people are all like accidental occultists.
I know. If they would just use that knowledge for partying, it'd be great.
Yeah, they'd be fucking sick.
I mean, a lot of the best like goths are just people that were Christians and then realized it was crazy.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Then she finds the witch and she goes, "And what's that, a witch? That's got to go." And Hank goes, "I want those kids to have a real scary Halloween." And she says, "I'm starting to feel that the whole idea of a house of horrors is wrong." Bill is holding a red paint bucket. Obviously, it's supposed to be like blood or something.
Yeah.
And he says, "We could make it a house of pancakes."
Kids love pancakes.
As I'm just brainstorming here.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, don't shoot the messenger."
Yeah, everybody gets really mad at him.
Just using the word house.
But the principal eventually folds. He says, "We blew our budget fighting wheelchair ramps and left-handed scissors."
Fuck.
Hank says, "Boomhauer, grab Hagatha," which is the name of
the name of the witch.
Yeah. "There's only room for one witch in here." Ooh.
That's good.
And then on the way out of the scene, Bill says, "Well, I don't know. Kids do sure love pancakes."
To the principal, like making one last appeal.
Yeah.
Hey, pancakes.
Cut to the kitchen. Hank saying, "Next year's Bobby's going to be a teenager. It's our last Halloween together. And Junie Harper ruined it." Peggy says, "There's nothing in the Constitution about church and garage. Why don't you make a..."
That's fucking dumb. Peggy is so stupid. Why would you say it like
She wants him to do his haunted house in the garage. You know?
Separate. Yeah, but why would you say... I mean, that's like something a comedian would say. It's not something a woman would say. Well, that doesn't say anything about separation of church and garage.
I think it's beautiful.
I think it is too. It's just weird.
Judy says that haunted houses, Luann's going, Judy says that haunted houses are the devil's mousetrap, and the fun is the cheese. Hank gets very angry. He's just losing his shit immediately. Yeah. He has no tolerance for this. He says, just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking. Luann goes, Judy says I'm smart. So don't try to trick me into thinking I'm not. Peggy sort of like gets in the middle of all this and sort of tries to do the like, well, look, you know, maybe you each have a point here sort of thing.
Yeah.
Hank.
But they don't. It's Hank is right.
He's being kind of a dick about it, but he's right too.
Yeah, it's stupid. They're ruining the whole town. They're ruining Halloween.
I know. As a Halloween person, I have to side with Hank 100%. Yeah.
Like, what? Like, no, don't let this one fucking lady, Junie Harper, just come in and ruin the most wonderful holiday for everyone.
Hank goes, Junie Harper says, last time I checked, it wasn't Junie Harper's face in the stained glass window at Arlen Methodist, which is a good point, actually.
And Luann gasps.
It's kind of like, he's kind of making like an interesting like false idols point that is him being religious.
Yeah.
Hank,
well, that's the thing is they keep calling him Satanist, but like they're God-fearing Christians, you know, that just love Halloween, like because they're not stupid. I guess they are kind of, but I don't know. But like it's insulting to them too, like on another level that they're calling them that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like King of the Hill does, it threads this needle very well. Oh, a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's like, it's making fun of conservative shit, but not in the entirety, which is something someone like me would just go ahead and do. But they're like, no, let's like use some nuance here. People that co-opt Christianity are bad.
It's
not bad itself or whatever, which actually, okay, maybe, but like whatever. Halloween rules, I worship the devil.
Halloween rules, the devil rules.
Next scene, Hank is walking with Bobby explaining that he's getting older and he needs to learn not just treats, but tricks. And then he like pulls out some eggs and toilet paper and Bobby goes, you're not going to throw that, are you? Hank goes, Bobby, of course I am. It's a sign of respect. You know who can use a little respect right now? Dale.
Well, he says, vandalism isn't cool. And he says, Bobby, that attitude's a little immature.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking rules.
But then it's the music again. It's the Charlie Brown music again because they're reveling in Halloween together, father and son. And he's like teaching him how to like throw shit.
Yeah, there's another kind of montage. But then simultaneously, Junie Harper, who I guess just lives in the neighborhood, is on her porch yelling for her cat, whose name is Joshua, which is just such a fucking lame cat name. Hank also at one point mentions the do unto others Bible quote. I can't remember what the fuck that he's like using it to justify throwing eggs at Dale's house, which is funny.
Well, he says do under, he just says the first part. He just says do unto others.
Right.
And then throws it. That's the joke, because he doesn't say what they would do unto you. He just says the first part, do unto others, and then throws the shit at her house.
Bobby tries to throw an egg, but like he sucks at throwing. He starts to throw toilet paper and he sucks at throwing. So Hank goes, you got to have backspin. And Bobby eventually throws one kind of well, but it knocks down a bird's nest. And that alerts Junie Harper, who starts yelling, Satanists! And she starts her car. She's in her bathrobe the whole time. She starts her car to come chase the Satanists or whatever. And she runs over her fucking cat.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, she kills her cat.
So she's chasing down Bobby and Hank, and they go to jump the fence, but Bobby's a portly little boy, so he gets kind of stuck trying to jump the fence.
And she sees him.
Yeah, and are like her headlights. Eventually Hank pulls him over the fence, and
they go to ditch all their stuff.
there's cops. She's called the cops. So some cops
and Bobby goes, oh no, the fuzz.
It's so funny that he just like everything he knows, he just learned from TV or something.
Yeah, it rules. Little so, boy.
Hank goes, oh no, the fuzz. This is oddly uncharacteristic of Hank, but I'm so glad it's happening. He goes, ditch the evidence.
Yeah, and they throw it, and it lands on Dale's roof. Right. And Dale's inside in his underwear smoking a cigarette in his Lazy Boy, and he flies out of the chair after it thumps, and he lands on the ground and screams as he ducks for cover, and then a spider comes. And he screams again.
I think it's so funny because also he's an exterminator. So like,
yeah,
he's not supposed to be afraid of spiders.
But he leaps out of the chair.
Like he's like, you know, World War III is happening or whatever.
Yeah, he's under attack.
The cops arrive at the Hill House and Judy Harper is there, and she's explaining that his antisocial behavior is a result of anti-Christian values. Peggy finally just tells Judy Harper off. She says, I have bingoed and bake-sailed my way closer to the good Lord than you. Don't try and one-up me in my place. I will one-up yours. Damn, Peggy.
Damn.
Junie starts yelling crazy. She says... The complacency of fools will destroy them. Proverbs.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. And Hank goes, get out of my house. Exodus.
So funny, because he's just saying Exodus, because it sounds like exit my house.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
Exodus. But he like lands it hard. It's like stone fucking cold.
The complacency of fools will destroy. That's a crazy ass thing to yell.
Yeah. Proverbs.
Bobby's going to bed and Hank is Hank is like putting
pretending
him to bed
to chastise him or pretending to discipline him, right?
Yeah, but he like sort of leans in and goes, You're a regular hellraiser, just like your old man. And then he sees Peggy and goes, and I'm very disappointed in you.
That's nice.
October 30th.
I think though Bobby doesn't get that he's joking.
Yeah.
Because he gets upset.
Yeah, he's like confused. He doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So timestamp.
Judy Harper takes timestamp and they're at the city council.
There's one quick thing that happens. It's really funny. They're driving to like work or school or something in the morning, and Bobby says, I'll never use toilet paper in anger again.
In anger.
Bobby grounds himself because he feels so bad about what he did.
Luann comes in and he's just sitting in the chair silently with nothing on in that room.
Luann says, it's not your fault. It's Uncle Hank's. He's a Satanist. Does your father, and then she goes, does your father ever make you drink blood? Bobby goes, he made me eat liver once.
Yeah.
She goes, that's a recovered memory. Think, what else? And then there's this flashback.
These like devil flashbacks. Of it's Hank like, being like, oh, come on, Bobby, it's only liver. But it's all scary, like the Twilight Zone or something.
Two of the three flashbacks are stuff that just was in the episode.
Yeah.
Being the devil. And then the third one is him with a cracker, like they're at like fucking a diner or something. Him getting him to eat the liver.
Yeah.
But it's like spooky and through a red lens and stuff.
So yeah, he's like, those are his recalled memories of his dad's Satanism.
Now they're at City Hall. Dale is petitioning City Hall. He's saying, the vandalism on my house can only be described as a hate crime. Somebody hates me. All time Dale line.
Yeah. Somebody hates me.
Judy Harper dumps her dead cat onto the City Hall floor and is like, this was a hate crime or whatever.
Look what the Satanist did. But they don't show her saying anything to city council. She walks, she approaches the bench and dumps it out of a box. And you can hear the bell on its collar and like see it flop out. Everyone goes, and then it's implied by Luann later that she tells them that the Satanist made her run over her cat. So she doesn't even like lie right. about if they like killed it or not. She says that the Satanist made her run over her own cat.
Yeah, because she's aware that she killed her cat.
Yeah, but the Satanist did it.
Yeah. Now in the garage, they're in Hank is building his hell house for Halloween. Peggy goes, it's perfect. He's got a banner that says Hank's hell house. Peggy says, it's perfect. I still think Heck House would have worked just as well. Luann runs in and goes, yes, Halloween is canceled. The city hall passed a curfew because the Satanist made her run over her cat or whatever. And Hank's like, what about the trick-or-treaters? Luann goes, you said I was wrong, but now everybody agrees with me. Hank replies, nobody agrees with you. You agree with everyone else. You agree with anything any idiot says. or any idiot that says anything. And he goes, tomorrow night I'm going to teach Bobby the true meaning of Halloween. Bobby goes, the last time he wanted me to be somewhere so bad, I woke up without tonsils. Luann's like, maybe he's after your soul. Bobby says, I'm scared. Luann says, I can't help you, Bobby, but I know who can. And then there's this weird pan upward to a power line that looks like a cross. And then you pan down to fucking Judy Harper.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And then it goes to like commercial or something. Then it comes back. Timestamp October 31st, Halloween night. So all the entire plot is set up now. Luann's gonna take Bobby to Judy Harper, and Hank is gonna try to run his Halloween hell house. Luann and Bobby are at the Hallelujah house, and Bobby goes, or they're on the way there. And go ahead.
I was just going to describe the house. So if you, whatever they did before, let's do that first.
Bobby, on the way there. I was
thinking about the monkey.
It's really funny. Bobby on the way there, he goes, I heard Satanists sacrifice virgins. So we both better be careful. And Luann's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get to the hell house, there's a shot back to Hank's garage. Hank and Peggy are in lawn chairs. Hank says, where the hell is everyone? Isn't there one person in this town with the courage to celebrate Halloween? And Dale from his window with a megaphone goes, Hank, while you're out there, can you turn off my hose?
They don't even want to go outside.
He's so paranoid. All of this plays into his paranoia. Okay. Now let's talk about the Hallelujah House.
Oh, man, it's really good.
Judy Harper is dressed as an angel, and the first
so fucking lame.
The first like part of the Hell House is there's like a couple on a date, and she's like, "Ooh, look, they're at make out point or whatever.
They're about to engage in some premarital sex."
And then the whole thing spins around, and now it's a morgue, and there are just two bodies with toe tags on them. She says, "The old saying is true: sex kills."
And then they're at a dinner, and they're like, "Grandpa, Grandpa." And a guy in a gorilla suit comes out.
And he eats a baby. Like there's like a
baby.
Like a plastic toy baby.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like their baby. Like, Grandpa, Grandpa. Like, see, this is an atheist Thanksgiving or something like that.
The woman goes, stop him. And a guy turns to like the audience and goes, we can't. Yeah, it's against the law to teach creationism. Oh, fuck.
But that means that the grandpa's a monkey. That makes so much sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
It eats the baby, though. Like, that's way scarier.
Yeah.
Then a regular haunted house that Hank was going to do is a monkey busting in who is your grandpa. And he's your little sister.
Yeah, he was just going to do like a witch.
Yeah, like a witch and like a Broadway skeleton.
Like a green face.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, Peggy is now talking to Luann. She goes, have you seen Bobby? And Bobby's Luann's eating popcorn and watching something on TV. She goes, he went to the, and she quickly reaches to make something up, the gym.
<It's just> like, I dropped him off at the gym. It's the
funniest lie to tell
Bobby him. Hill.
She goes, okay, I took him to Judy Harper's. He's a lot better off there. I think it's better to do that than rituals by people that don't even know that they're pawns of the devil or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, like establish, teach children things from established members of the church, yada, yada, yada. She just like vomits this rhetoric.
Yeah. Peggy really fucking smacks her down for this. She goes,
that's enough.
She's like, you're getting in between Hank and his son. And
yeah,
from now on, you leave the parenting to us. We get a magazine about it.
She storms off. And Luann cries.
Yeah. Peggy brings Hank a beer and tells her what happened. And Hank goes, I came very close to spitting out beer. When he learns that Bobby was at What's-Her-Face's Judy Harper's.
Judy Harper's.
They say the name Judy Harper like so many times this episode.
Yeah.
It's annoying. That's very funny though. Hank goes, they wreck my hell house, outlaw trick or treating. Now they want to brainwash my boy. It's time for someone to do something. So he goes away.
Stages a parade.
Yeah, he dramatically appears in his childhood devil costume. It's all like, you know,
little
tight fitting, his gut busting out of it and stuff.
Yeah.
Peggy goes, you could go to jail. And Hank goes, I knew the risks when I put on the uniform. Just badass.
Yeah.
So.
And then he walks out into the street and he starts going, trick or treat. Trick. In like the weirdest cadence I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing like a I Am Spartacus thing.
Yeah.
He's got a little poker and he's got a pumpkin bucket.
Mm-hmm. And then Boomhauer runs out and he's like, hey, dang old man. He's running out, like tying his shoe and putting on a black turtleneck. And he starts to mime like he's in a box. And then starts marching along next to Hank because Boomhauer is a real one.
Yeah, he's like, play tug of war, man.
Dang old stuck in his box, man.
Because he just had that turtleneck.
Yeah.
Bill, everyone's like improvising costumes. Bill goes, here comes a ghost, and he's running with his sheet on. It tears.
And he steps on it, and it tears out his whole face. And he puts his arm through and goes, toga!
And then Dale appears in like a three-piece suit, and he goes, boo, I'm a high-priced Washington lobbyist peddling influence. Who wants candy? He's using the candy as like a bribe. Very funny.
Yeah.
Luann shows up eventually. She's got her hair like devil horned up and she's crying because she realizes that Hank was like right and that she got in between her family with her crazy Christian shit. She goes, trick or treat, smell my feet. I paused and took some notes here. Some other costumes are a guy who's just wearing a box that says color TV. There's someone just wearing a motorcycle helmet and a jumpsuit with a machete. There's like this really old man is just like a generic superhero with an S on his chest. And then there's some sort of clown, I think.
Yeah.
Back at the Hallelujah house, they're doing like a pledge signing thing. And there's like all these guys in like weird, like, you know, sort of Mormon-esque like suit and ties or Jehovah's Witness type uniforms. And they're like doing sales tactics. So one of them's talking to a little girl and he's like, look, you took the brownie. I didn't make you take the brownie. Like, to intimidate her into signing the thing.
Yeah.
Judy Harper is like, congratulations, Bobby. She's about to get him to sign. He goes, can I have another brownie? And then Hank and his mob arrive, and she's like, and
to save Bobby.
Bobby does the weird fucking voice. He goes, go away, Satan.
Yeah. Because he's like under the spell for just because of the brownies still for a little bit.
Yeah, they really nail that. This really weird Southern Christian thing where you're like, cast you out, Satan. Like you put yeah. this little voice to say it's shit like that.
It's like in Lord of the Rings when Bilbo would yell at Frodo.
Yeah.
When he would like snap at him. It's like that.
People would yell shit like that at me when I was a kid if you went to certain uh-huh. parts of town. Like, I remember me and my friends were just like playing with fireworks one time in the street, and this woman opened her window and went, those who play with fire get burned. Why do you sound like you're in a fucking movie, lady?
Yeah, what the fuck? You main character ass bitch. Chill out.
So Hank then has like the climax dramatic moment of the episode where he explains to Bobby, it's just a costume. And Junie's like, it's a there's curfew. You have no respect for man's law either. Hank goes, I just wanted to spend Halloween with my son, but I guess I can't do that this year. It just tears my heart out. And when he says tears my heart out, he rips out like a fake heart and
yeah.
bzz, 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 bzz thing in his hand.
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum.
He goes, I'm just keeping an eye out for my son. And he says,
and then his eye pops out.
And this totally works because Bobby loves jokes.
Props.
Yeah. Judy,
and he's like, I just want to hang out with my dad.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
There's like a back and forth where Judy and Hank are yelling.
She's
at
like, do you want to go to, yeah, they're like going back and forth. And Judy's like, do you want to go to hell? And he's like, no, I just want to hang out with my dad.
And Hank's answer, do you want to go to hell, is you'll get candy. She's like, you will lose the key to the kingdom. Just crazy shit like that.
Crazy shit to say to a child.
But he just wants to be with his dad.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
And then she goes, more room in heaven for me, which is funny. And Bobby, he's like, I don't even want the candy. I just want to be with my dad. But then as they're walking home, he goes, I was just kidding about the candy.
He really does want it.
Ugh, end of episode. All right. Halloween.
That's good. Ooh. I didn't do as many sounds as I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I said I was going to do millions?
Millions.
Creak. That's a bat.
Oh, man. I love those old cassettes.
The bat wings. I have a bunch of that shit on vinyl. Next time you come visit, we can have a Halloween record party.
A couple years ago, I made one of those as a podcast episode for Pod Damn, and it was like all of the
Halloween Foley work.
Yeah, but it was like the witch was like I made her a scarecrow. It was like Kamala Harris. She's like, I'm scary, you know.
It was when there was like laughing a bunch.
It was when there was like a million people running for president, so I made them all into like, you know,
scary stuff.
I'm Pete Buttigieg and I'm the wolf or whatever. I love Halloween so much.
Yeah,
only 6 months away.
Only 6 months. What are you gonna be?
I don't know what I'm gonna be this year. I better start thinking about that.
Yeah, I have my. Well, I got my Ghostbusters suit so that I can wear it like at least one, because you know there's multiple Halloween nights, so I can wear that every year now. But I haven't figured out what special thing I'm gonna be yet.
Well, you got 6 months to figure it out. Maybe I'll be something from King of the Hill.
yeah, I just was having that exact same thought, Jake. All right.
All right. Listen to our Patreon, fuckers. And also do the regular stuff, like review and subscribe and follow.
Yeah.
So that we get more listens on iTunes, especially yes. because I have so many people who wake up every day and just put 1-star reviews on my podcasts because I made them mad with politics and stuff.
Yeah, please help. People are pissed off at Jake.
Apparently those don't actually negatively really affect your rating, so just let them have it. But put just the positive ones on there.
Waste their time. Yeah, and fight back with positive ones.
The positive ones are good. If we have more of those, then we're good. And listen to our Patreon. It's very funny. We do Kayla Hill fan
Freaky
fiction.
Freaky fan. Fic.
Which is
it's a freaky fanfic fun.
It's a hoot. All right, happy 6 months from Halloween, everyone.
Ooh.
And check out Avery's new special.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna put it it'll come out next year.
Okay, we'll check it out next year.
I'm making a movie with it. I just recorded a special, everybody, but listen to my record. Okay. Ooh.